Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Tzadi Tes, and we'll pick it up on Tzadi Ches Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Dorish Rabbi Simloi. My dichsiv, what's the pasuk mean? Hoy lemis avim es yom Hashem. Woes to them who have a taiva, who have a desiring the yom Hashem, the day of Hashem. Salam azel lachem liyom Hashem hu choshech lo'or. It's going to be for you choshech, darkness, it's not going to be light. So moshel tarnago va'atalev shahaya mitzapin or. So it's a moshel of a rooster and a bat, and they're both anticipating, waiting for the daytime. Omele tarnago la'atalev. So the tarnago, the rooster says to the bat, ani mitzapil orash or shalihi. I am waiting for the light because light belongs to me. That's why I do my thing. Ve'ata lamalach ora. So for you, what do you need? You're a bat. What do you need it for? Sahayi to amale hahu mina l'Rabbi Avahu. That's what the min, the heretic, said to Rabbi Avahu. Amos I osi Mashiach. When is the Mashiach gonna come? So amale Rabbi Avahu says back to him, lechi chofi luhu chashoicha lahanhu enoshe. He's gonna come when the darkness is going to enshroud these people, meaning you. So amale. So the min says back to him, Melat ko liatali, you're cursing me. Why are you doing that? So amale kroksiv. I'm just saying over pasuk. Ki hine hachoshech yichasil eretz va'arofel le'umim va'alayich yizrach Hashem chvoido alayich yeroeh. Darkness is going to cover the whole earth. There's going to be a fog over all the people, but Hashem will shine on you, and His glory is going to be seen. Right, alayich on you will be seen. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yemoisa Mashiach, Arbaim Shona. So the Yemoisa Mashiach, this time period with Mashiach, is going to be last for 40 years. Shne Mar, it says based on the Pasuk, Arbaim Shona Akut Bador. So for 40 years, I quarreled, I had a strife with that generation. Rashi says, Akut Bador, the top one, Ekach Yisrael, right? I'm going to take them. The emloch aleihem kmo nakte arbaim shana akut bador bedor koton shel arbaim shana v'hu mishuna midoros shelafonav. They were different. Umestam ha'inu Mashiach sheshinuyon gedolim yihu bedoro. Pshat in the craw. Pshat is mihu gabe meisei midbar. Those who passed away. Aval midechsiv akut. From the first it says the lashon of akut. Mashma afl habo. Hayem is nabe. It's a nevuah for the future that's going to be as well. So that it's going to be a positive thing, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yezari Omer Shivim Shana. Yemos Mashiach is 70 years. Shemar v'haya b'yom ahu v'nishkachas tzor Shivim Shana kimei Melech Echad. So on that day when Mashiach comes, so then tzor is going to be forgotten, like for 70 years, according to the days of the Melech Echad. So the Gemara makes a drasha, Ezu Melech Miyuchad, who is the singular, unique one. That's that. Havi Omer Zeh Mashiach. He's the unique type of king. Right? Echad is not a numerical context over here. It means unique. Right? That's, we don't mean Hashem is one, right? And someone else is number two and this is number three. No, Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is singularly unique. There's nothing like Him. There's nothing comparable to Him. That's why they say from Rav Soloveitchik, he was not fond of the Echad Miyodeya, because since it's a whole numerical sequence in the famous Piyut by the Seder, it's wrong, because the rest are numerical countings. To say Hashem Echad, that's, you know, Kaviyochel ascribing some sort of numerical equivalent to Him. Okay, so the Gemara continues down and says, Rebbe Yomer Shlosh Doros. The Yemos Mashiach is going to last for three generations. Shneemar, Yireucha Im Shomesh V'lifnei Yareach Dor Dorim. So Dor Dorim, right, so you work it out. Dor is one, and Dorim is Miyad Rabim Shnaim, so that's two more, so you have three. Rebbe Hillel Omer, Rebbe Hillel says something totally different. Ein Lehem Mashiach Yisrael Shekevar Achaluchu B'yemei Chizkiyo. No, there's no Mashiach for the Klal Yisrael because we've already benefited. We've already eaten. All the prophecies were fulfilled during the time of Chizkiyah. So Rashi says in Dibra Maskel, Ein Lehem Mashiach Yisrael, El HaKodesh Baruch Yimloch Ba'atzmo. Hashem Himself will rule over. V'yig Aleim Livado. And Hashem Himself is the one who's going to rule over, but there's not going to be any physical human melech. So the Yad Ramah quotes this and he argues, "Lahachi ka'amar ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael el Kodesh Baruch Hu yimloch ba'atzma yigal l'sam nevado v'kashelon." Allah im kain my shikvar achluhu b'yemei Chizkiyahu. So what does it mean then that this already happened through Chizkiyahu? D'mashu shenen mitovoso. Ve'im Kodesh Baruch Hu molech aleihem ba'atzmo v'gol l'sam kol shekein adif lehu tvei. Right. So then, based on this, he quotes the Rabbeinu David. It says a little bit different. The Rabbeinu David is quoted on the footnote. It says Shitas Rabbi Hillel Shizman Yimosu Mashiach Katzer Meod. It means it's going to be very short. Umiyad Acharei Bo Mashiach Yagi Olam Habo. That there's going to be two different time periods. Right? Sometimes we use these terms interchangeably, but they're two different things. There's Yimosu Mashiach and there's Olam Habo. The Ein Zman Miyuchad Yimosu Mashiach. That's what it means. It's going to be a very quick, brief time. That's what the way the Rabbeinu David explains what Rabbi Hillel is saying. That it sounds like it's first glance, it sounds like, you know, it's not going to be there, right? Ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael. What? There's no Mashiach? No, it means it's going to happen very quickly. Okay. Omer of Yosef. Sharole Marei Rabbi Hillel. May Hashem forgive Rabbi Hillel for saying this. Chizkia Amos Hava. When was that? The Bais Rishon. That was during the first Bais Hamikdash. Ve'ilu Zecharia Komis Nabe Bais Sheni. So he's saying over his Nevu about Mashiach during the second Bais Hamikdash. For Omer Gili Ma'od Bas Tzion. Rejoice the Bas Tzion, Hari'i Bas Yushalayim, Hine Malkech Yavo Loch Tzadik Beno Shahu, Oni Rochi Val Chamor, he'll be like a poor man riding on a donkey, Val Ir Ben Asonos. He'll be like a Ben Asonos, like the child of a donkey. So you see that many generations after Chizkiyahu, where there was a nevuah about the Geula, there was a nevuah here about Mashiach, right? Mashiach is the Oni Rochi Val Chamor. The Orach Lener, again, his Hakdama says that Oni is Rosh Yitevis for the three most difficult Masechtas in Shas. That Oni, Ayin, Nun, Yud is, Ayin is Erevin, the Nun is Nida, and the Yud is Yevamos. So three of the most difficult Masechtas in Shas. So when the Kal Yisrael learns these Masechtas well, that will be Oni, Rochev, HaChamar, will be Zoyche to Mashiach coming. Says Tani Idach, the Morgan says weiter. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Yemois Mashiach Arboim Shona. So the Yemois Mashiach are going to last for 40 years, because just like that's how long the Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for. K'siv hocha, v'ancho, v'yar ivecho, v'achilcho. He afflicted you. You were hungry, and then he fed you. So k'siv hosim samcheni kimos inisanu shnos reinu roa. So according to these, you afflicted us, so we're also going to have a goodness, right? We'll have a simcha for that. So therefore, he puts the two together. It's going to be 400 years, right? He quotes a pasuk from this week's parsha. Ksiv Hosam, it says over there, Vavadum ve'inu oisam arba meos shana, by the bris bein of Asarim, this week's parsha, that Avram has a vision of what's going to happen to his children, to the Klal Yisrael. Ksiv Hosam says, Samcheni kimosi nisanu, and I'm going to give you a simcha according to the days that I afflicted you. So since Avram was told 400 years, so it must be that Yemosa Mashiach will be 400 years. Rebbe Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, Shalosh Meos Veshishim V'chamesh Shana. It's going to last 365 years. Kiminyan Yemos HaChama, because that's the number of days there are in a solar year. Shenemar Ki Yom Nokam Belibi Ushnas Ku'ulai Bo. That the day of revenge is in my heart, and a year for my redemption is coming. So there's a Yushalmi that learns differently. There's a Yushalmi, I think, or the Medrash, I'm sorry, that has, you know, based upon the pasuk, ki elef shani beinecha ki yom echad, that 1,000 years is like one day for Hashem. So here, if it's going to be 365 years, so there's no, it's going to be 365,000 years. Like based upon that's what it's going to be. Or Yemosu Mashiach cannot be 365,000 solar, but if you take the lunar, so it's 354,000 years, right? Because it's a year, is 1,000 years per day, and then a lunar year is 354. Okay, so times that by 1,000, right? That gets to 354,000 years for Yemosu Mashiach, according to the Medrash within this Mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. My Yom Nokam Libi, what does it mean? There's going to be a vengeance in my heart. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Libi Gilisi, Levari Lo Gilisi. I revealed this in my heart, but I didn't reveal this to my Evarim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, lelibi gilisi, lemalchei hasharis lo gilisi. So I revealed it in my heart, but I didn't reveal this to my malachim. So the Yad Ramah has a beautiful comment on this as well. He says, my kiyom nokom libi libi glisi levari lon glisi arachshav. Okay, chas v'shalom. God forbid sheish lo lev ve'varim. Don't think Hashem has a heart and Hashem has limbs, feet, arms, etc. Shara'in a goof. Hashem has no body. Lefisha goof yesh lo sof v'chol davar sheish lo sof yesh lekocho sof. Because by definition, a body is limited; it has an end. And if Hashem would have a body, then his koach would be limited as well. It's impossible to say that. Lelokeinu yizborach shemo. He says al demalchuso laade ad ledetzach nitzachim. Hashem is forever. V'hova ein lekocho sof. There's no end to his power. Shehari noseis haolam kulo bekocho. He holds up the whole world. There's no end to Hashem's power. So he has no end, he has no body. And because Hashem has no end, that's why he has no limit to his power, that's why he has no body. Anytime you find one of these places, but devarim halal ainim kipshat. It's not pshat. Ela derech moshul hain v'debar Torah kiloshim b'nei adam. The Torah is speaking just in the way of we can understand. So I said, what does it mean? Taka over here, Gemara. So he explains the pisson hadevarim halal lefi shemachshav toshel adam tuli belibo. A person's machshavas are in their heart. Lefikach nichreis machshavas leiv. That's what's called of the heart. Teda shehare nikra hakasil she'ein bo tavuna choser lev. A foolish person who has no understanding is called choser lev. They're lacking a heart, right? They don't have a heart. They have biologically, they have a heart. They're pumping blood. They have a heart. But no. But if you're lacking understanding, that's called choser lev. Aval hadibur ein atali ela be'evarim. But machshav is the heart. Dibur is on the limbs. Vezehi she'amr lelibi galisi shalis the machshav lefonai. That's what it means. In my lave, it went up to my machshava. Ve'ivari lo galisi shlohotzi dibur dover zeh lidei dibur. But I never spoke out this what this means. Right, so that's the first pshat in the Gemara. I and then Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish saw ver libi glisi she also be machshav lefana. Right, I thought about it. Malchei hasharis lo glisi avalidei dibur hotesi beini uvein atzmi. That's what he says. That means it didn't even go to the malachim. Inami, that's another pshat. Ravusu kamash malan da fil le malchei hasharis shani megal lehem sodai. Even to the angels, which I do tell over my secrets, shelo ayidei dibur lo glisi lehem soidze. I haven't even told them. I haven't told the malachim my pshat in this, what it means. Again, working out this yom nokom belibi. Okay, vayitu in the Gemara. Tani avime berei derevi avahu yamoisa mashiach liyisrael shivim alafim shana. There's going to be 7,000 years. Shneemar masois chosna al kala kin yosis alayich elokayich. So just like the chosin rejoices over his kala, so too Hashem is going to rejoice over you. And we know that we have the sheva brachas for 7 days. So too is going to be 7,000 year periods. Again, working with this chaldei ki elaf shana beinecha kiyomer. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel yamoisa mashiach kim yom shenivra ha'olam va'ad achshav. It's going to be, the duration will be like from when the world was created until right now, 5,778 years. Shemar kimei hashemayim al haaretz, like the days of Shemayim al haaretz. Rav Nachman Yitzhak Omer kimei Noach ad achshav, from the time of Noach until now. How does he know this? Because the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shemar ki mei Noach zoisli asher nishbati. So it's a play on words that it's read as two separate words. Ki mei Noach, we read it as ki mei Noach, right? So then it's one word, like the days of Noach. Amr Avichi, Amr Abba, Amr Yochanan, kol hanevim kulan lo niznabu elali moisa Mashiach. All of the nevuah and the geula that we're talking about, what's going to be, that's all for Yemos Mashiach. Aval, but in contrast, la'olam haba, ayin l'ros elokim zvoscha, elokim yaseh l'mechake lo. So no eye has seen this except for you, Hashem, the people who are mechake, who are anticipating this. Upligi d'shmul. Now that idea that is something that's so far beyond we can even imagine, that's against the machloikis of what Shmuel holds. Famous maimer we've seen many times. To Amr Shmuel, ein bein olam hazeh le'mos Mashiach el shibud malchius bilvad. on. According to Shmuel, there's no difference between now and when Mashiach comes. It's just that there's not going to be the UN, there's not going to be Shibud Malchus telling us, the Klal Yisrael, what to do. But it's going to be a regular day. We're gonna go to work. We're going to, pay our bills. Everything's going to go. Just won't have to be held accountable and be subjugated to the goyim. So the Rambam, there's two different Rambams. The Rambam both in Hilchas Tshuva, the first one in Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin, V'kvar hodionu chachamim rishonim shetovas olam haba ein korach ba'adam hasiga aburia. There's no way to actually understand what olam haba is going to be like. The ein yodeya gadlo v'yofyo v'atme al kodesh baruch levado. Right? Only Hashem really understands what it's going to be like. Shekol hatovas hamisnavin behen hanaviim liyisrael einan ela l'devarim shel guf shenehen behem yisrael b'mos hamelech hamashiach bezman shetachzor hamemshalu liyisrael aval tovas chay olam haba ein lo erech v'dimyon. Right? There's no way of even, you know, understanding what that's really going to be like. So all these wonderful, beautiful nevuas that we have, that's for the guf. But then, that's one Rambam, and then in the very next Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "M'pnei zeh his ava kol Yisrael neviehem chachmehem yemosa melech mashiach kadei she'anuchu mimlachas harisha she'em nechas lohen liyisrael ha'asuk b'torah v'mitzvos kehogun v'yimzolhem mergua will be calm v'yarbu b'chachma will learn a lot of Torah kadei she'izke l'chay olam haboah." So it sounds like that's a totally different thing the Rambam's talking about here. So there's a big Kesef Mishnah, and basically, it could be, you know, is there going to be a change or not? So maybe the Rambam holds that there really is not going to be any change in the fundamental, you know, nature of how the world's going to function. Everything's going to be, you know, the same way it is now. But despite that, there's going to be such, you know, shalom in the world, then all the other things that there's going to be that were promised, then they'll be come to fruition at that time. That's some of the way that they explain these two different Rambams. Okay, the Omar, va'Omar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Nevi'im lo nisnavu el avali tshuva. Not the new pshat now, that all the Nevi'im were talking about all these wonderful things that's going to happen, all this Nevi'im, that's for the Bali tshuva. Avat tzadikim gemurim, ayin l'rosa l'kim zulasech. Zulascha. No one has seen this except the reward for tzadikim, except for you. Meaning these wonderful things, that's for the Bali Tshuva. Upligid Rabbi Avahu, the Om Rabbi Avahu, Om Rav, Mokmash Bali Tshuva, Omdin Sham, Tzadikim Enim Omdin Sham, the place where the Bali Tshuva stand, Tzadikim are not able to. Shenemar, Shalom Shalom L'Rachok L'Karov, peace to those who are Rachok, who are far, L'Karov, those who are close. So Bereisha, Rachok, those who originally were far, V'Hadar Karov, and then they came close, meaning the Bali Tshuva. My rochok, rochok mei karov. My karov, karov demei karov udahashta. The ones who are karov were close originally, and they're close now. These are the tzaddikim gemurim who never did anything wrong. Rabbi Yochanan omer the rochok. No, those who are far, that's shehu rochok mei avera. A person who's far away from doing averas. In karov, a person who's close. So that's talking shehu karov mei avera. V'nisrachik mimena, who is close to averas but distanced himself from it. That's the bali tshuva. He learns the opposite pshat. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nevi'im Kulan Lo Nisnavu, Ele Masi Bito L'Talmid Chacham, Ose Prachmati L'Talmid Chacham, L'Mahane Talmid Chacham B'Nechosov. Right, all these wonderful things. Those are people who do business, who marry off their daughter to a Talmid Chacham, who help them out. Aval Talmid Chacham Atzam, but the Talmid Chachams themselves, Ayin L'Ros Elokim Zulascha. No eye has seen this. You can't even quantify what type of schar a Talmid Chacham is going to have. My ayin lo rasa. What does it mean that no eye has seen it? Amar Yeshua ben Levi zayin hamishumer ba'anova misheshes mebreishes. This is the special wine that's been preserved since the beginning of time. Reish Lakish Amar zayin. This is called Aden. Lo rasa ayin meolam. No eye has ever seen Aden. V'im tomer. If you're going to ask me, Adam heichan dor. So where did Adam Harishon live? So that was Bagan. He lived in a different area called Gan. V'im tomer gan hu eden. If you can tell me that it's the same thing, you know, again, like we sometimes use these terms very quickly. Gan eden. No, if you're going to think that it's the same thing, Talmud Lomer, to correct that mistaken assumption, the pasuk tells us v'nahar yotze me'eden, a nahar, a river went out from Eden, lahashkos es hagan. It went to irrigate gan. So you see that these are two, in fact, distinct places. Okay, now talking about those dudes that had no chilek in olam haba. Ha'omer ein Torah min ha-shamayim. A person denies the Torah min ha-shamayim. So Tana Rabbanim learned in a braisa, ki devar Hashem bozo u'mitzvaso hefer hikaris tikaris. So one who despises the word of Hashem, right? So therefore, hikaris tikaris. It's going to be cut off. Ha'omer ein Torah min ha-shamayim. This is talking about the person who says that the Torah is not from Hashemayim. Dover ocher, another pshat in the words, Kidvar Hashem Boza Ze Apikoros. It's a person who's a heretic. He treats it with contempt. I'm reminded of a story happened several years ago. We were in Boca Raton, I think during winter vacation, and after the Hashkama Minyan in Boca Raton Synagogue, Rav Chaim Ilson Shlita was in from Eretz Yisrael, and he gave a chabur after davening. And I remember he was makpid to start on time and to stop on time. And I have to confess, it was terrifying. If you said a wrong answer, he was very, very sharp. Kedarka b'kodesh. So afterwards, he was makpid to stop exactly when whatever it was, like a half hour. He stopped, I'm guessing maybe it was like 9:30, something like that. So there was a whole line of people waiting to still speak and discuss afterwards. And I remember the person I was listening to the conversation, someone like right in front of me, said something that wasn't necessarily the most compelling svar. It was kind of weak. And then Rav Wilson just, Rav Ilson kind of just, didn't give it any credence. So then he said, well, isn't that a logical possibility? And at that point, Rav Chaim Ilson turned and looked at him and says, you would never in your right mind say something, such a weak argument to the doctors at a Harvard convention, and then have the chutzpah to say to them, isn't that a logical possibility? And the mere fact that you're willing to do such a thing by Torah, he says, ki devar Hashem boza, you're despising the word of Hashem. But the fact that we don't treat this, and it was a stark musar, but the point is, we have to have the same level of intellectual honesty in our mitzvah of Talmud Torah that we do in any other intellectual pursuit that we do. And if we wouldn't do this at a conference of scientists, then we shouldn't do it in the base medrash as well. We have to have a consistency to it. But okay, so now Gemara's going to do a whole bunch of drushas based upon this. Dover Ach, another pshat in Kidvar Hashem Bozo, to a person who's despised Hashem's word. Zeh HaMegal Deponim B'Torah. This is a person who interprets Torah incorrectly. That's mitzvoso hefer, his mitzvahs he nullified. Zeh HaMefer Bris Bozo. The person doesn't have Bris Milah. Hikaris Tikaris, Sikaris V'Olam HaZeh, Tikaris V'Olam HaBo. Even the person's learned a lot and has a lot of ma'asim tovim, he will not have a chelik in olam haba. That's the seriousness that we have to take these issues. Tanya idach, you have another braisa. Kidvar Hashem Boza, continuing on this, Zeh Oimer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. This is a person who says the Torah doesn't come from Shemayim. Vafilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kulo Min HaShemayim Chutz Miposek Zeh Shlo Omru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Moshe Mipi Atzmo. Even says the whole Torah comes except for this one little thing. Nope. Zeh, this is an example, Zehu Kidvar Hashem Boza. Vafilu Omer, even a person would say Kol HaTorah Kulo Min HaShemayim Chutz Mi Dikduk Zeh, except for this Dikduk, this inference. Mi Kav HaChomer Zeh, from this Kav HaChomer. Mi Gzei Rishava Zeh, from this Kav HaChomer, from this Gzei Rishava. Zehu Ki Devar Hashem Boza. This is despising Hashem's word. Tanya learned in a Brais, Hai Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir used to say, Halo Me Torah Ve'enem Elam Do. A person who learns Torah but doesn't teach it to others, Zehu, that's Pshat, Devar Hashem Boza, despising the word of Hashem. You have to teach. And even if you only know Aleph Beis, so find somebody who only knows an Aleph, teach them Beis. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Kol Mi She'enem Meshgiach Al HaMishneh, anybody who doesn't pay attention to the Mishnah, right? That's the whole base of a Torah Shabbat Peh comes from the Mishnayis. Rabbi Nehoroi Omer, Kol She'efshel Aslik B'Torah Ve'ena Osik. Anyone who has the opportunity, it's possible for them to learn, and they're not Osik in Torah. Again, just reminds from the Taz that he learns in the broccoli making Birkas HaTorah, La'asok B'Divrei Torah. So he learns La'asok, to occupy ourselves as like an Asik, like a business. And a good businessman is constantly thinking about ways of improving his product, his advertising, his competitors. He wants to He wants to make more money. He's constantly thinking about lasok b'divrei Torah. So we have to treat our Torah like an asek. We have to constantly be thinking and learning, thinking what the halacha requires of us in all different situations throughout the day. And that's why the Tosfos in Bracha says, because we're constantly thinking in Torah, that's why we don't need to make a new Birchas HaTorah, because we're constantly thinking or applying. And even when we know what the halacha would require us to do in a certain situation, that's like a kiyum of Talmud Torah as well. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Zeh Oyver Avodah Zarah. This is talking about a person who's Oved Avodah Zarah. My mashma, how do you see that? What's implied? Titanya, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Kidvar Hashem Boza, Zehamavaze Dibur. This is one who doesn't take the Dibur seriously. Shenet Marla Lemoshe Misinai. Right? The Devar that was said to Moshe. Anoch Hashem Lekecha, Lo Yelecha Elu, Hi Machirim. He doesn't take these seriously. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Kol haloy mitor ve'ina choizrele. Anyway, he learns and doesn't chazer. Doim la adam shezareya ve'ina koitzer. This is like a person who plants, but he doesn't reap. You're planting, you're going through, you're learning all these sugyas, learning all these wonderful things. We don't review. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol haloy mitor u'mashachecho doim la isha sheyoledes ve'koveres. Anybody who's learning but then causes himself to forget is like a woman who gives birth and then buries the newborn child. Rabbi Kiva Omer, on base, Zamer Bechol Yom, Zamer Bechol Yom. Sing to him every day, sing to him every day. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Yad Ramah. This, where is it? Oh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Zamer Bechol Yom. Sing to him every day. Kilomer means like this, says the Yad Ramah. Say Torascha b'nigun. Make your Torah with a nigun. Learning out loud. Like when Ervin says you're supposed to learn out loud. V'asuk bo b'chol yom. You should be osik in Torah every day. V'af api shesudur b'ficha. Even though it's so clear, you have it, you know it so well. K'derech shemenagnim. Sha'af api sheniguno soduloi b'fiv levavo. Even though the musician knows the melody so well. Harehu menagim b'chol yom. He still plays it every day. V'pnei shechaviv alav lishmoa niguno. Because it's so chaviv to him to hear this nigun. So even though he knows it, he keeps doing it. He doesn't need to practice, he doesn't need to rehearse, he just has it. So too, the ata osekein, and says the Yad Ramah, if you do this, Torascha misakenes lechov simcha v'nigun olam habo, the Torah will be prepared for you, and it'll give you simcha, and it'll be a music for you, it'll be a nigun for you in olam habo. V'hayni dekaomer zamer v'chol yom zamer. That's the pshat in our Gemara. Nigun shebechol yom b'torah b'ol nagin. No, it's nigun. Nigun b'chol Torah b'chol yom b'torah b'olam hazeh. Nigun hu la'olam habo. If you make the Torah into nigun in this world, it will be a nigun for you in olam habo as well. Beautiful pshat from the Yad Ramah on this maimer from Rabbi Akiva. Zamer b'chol yom, zamer b'chol yom. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avidumi Mikra. What's the pasuk? Shnemar nefesh ama amla lo ki akaf olav pihu. It's the hunger of the laborer who labors for him. His mouth is pushing upon him. Hu ama b'mokom zeh, he's working in this place. V'toroso omeles lo b'mokom achen. The Torah labors him for another place, meaning in olam haba. Ama Rebbe Lazer, kol adam lo amo nivra. Man is created to work. Shnei Mars, the pasuk says in Iyuv, ki adam lo amo yulad. Ve'ein yadei, I don't know. Im lo amo pe nivra, o lo amo malacha nivra. Is he created for physical work, or is he created for working with his mouth? When it says this mouth is pressing him, I see from this, I see now it must be some type of work with the mouth. Excuse me. I still don't know. Is the primary focus of the Yaris Tavash learns, is the primary learning Torah with your mouth, or is primarily learns for davening? When it says in Yeshua that the Torah shouldn't leave your mouth, we're created to learn Torah. And that's what Rava says. All bodies are like receptacles to store items. How fortunate is the person who has refined themselves, right? And they're zoiche to have their body be a receptacle for Torah. Noif isha chaser leiv. So we just saw this idea of chaser leiv, the person who lacks understanding. That was what the Yad Ramah quoted. So the pasuk says the noif isha, one who commits adultery, is someone who's lacking understanding. This is like a person who occasionally learns. So the noif, he also occasionally sins with women. Right? It's a pleasant thing if you keep it within your vetin, in your stomach. Let it be established on your lips, meaning keeping it constantly available. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. V'hanefesh asher tase biyad ramo. The person who acts with a high hand, right? Ze Menashe ben Chizkiyah. This was Menashe. Shahay Yoshi v'dorash b'hagodos shodoyfi. He would sit and give drushes that were flawed, you know, improper pshat in the Torah. Omar, he said like this. Excuse me. V'chi lo hayelo Moshe lichtov ela. The Moshe the achos lotan timna. Right? Moshe had wrote that the Lotan's sister was Timna. V'timna haisa pilegish le'elifaz. And Timna was the pilegish, the concubine for Eliphaz. V'yelech ruvim yimei k'tzir chitim v'yimza du'doyim besode. Right? You really have to tell all of these things? Right? That's the way the Rashi says. Where is it? El la'achos lotan timna bitmiya. This is not necessary. Moshe wrote all these things for no reason. Right? You don't need to write these things. That's what Menashe was saying. These things for all of Meforish beKabbalah. So we have a tradition from him. Wozim who draws these sins with these strong cords of vanity. It's like the ropes for a cart. Maiko avos ha'agola. What's it means with a cart rope? Omer v'asi yetzahara. This is a reference to a person's yetzahara. B'sebetachila, originally, beginning, when Sartzi got to domi l'chut shalkuvya, right? It looks like a flimsy little spinning thread. Uvesof, but in the end, after it gets you, domi l'avos ha'agola. It's like a thick cord for a cart that you can't break free. The Osanolah, because Menashe began by making fun of Psukim, Mihas Achos Lotan Timna, Mahi, Timna Bas Malachim Havoi. Right? So what is Pshat in this anyway? So it says that she was a Bas Malachim. Techsiv Aluf Lotan Aluf Timna, Vechol Aluf Malchusa Belo Tagohi. So this is a Malchus Belo Tagohi. Rashi says, Sar Godel is a great leader, an officer, Elisha'ena Ma'utar, but they don't have a crown. Since she was the sister of a melech, vade bas melechi. So she must be the bas melech as well. So baya la'agiyure, she wanted to become a giyoris. Bosa etzel Avram v'yitzchak v'yakov lo kiblua. So he came to the avos and they wouldn't accept her. Halcha v'haisa pilegesh le'elifaz ben Esav. So she came and became the pilegesh of Eliphaz, who was the son of Esav. Amra, motiv tehe shifcha le'uma zu. It's better for me a shifcha with this nation, v'lo tehe gevira le'uma acheras, not to be a princess with another nation. Nafik mini Amalek. From her, from Timna comes Amalek, de tsa'arinchu li Yisrael. He creates such tsar. My time, what's the reason? Right? That we suffer from Amalek? De lo iboy le'lerachok. We shouldn't have distanced ourselves from her. Rashi says in the top line, "L'rochaka b'tachas kanfei shchina," from preventing her from coming into the shchina. Shahay lehen ligayra. They should have accepted her as a giyoris, and because of that Amalek created so much tsar for the Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson has a beautiful drasha where he explains what was about specifically these three Psukim that Menashe was mocking, and he explains that this hatred, this rejection that Timna had is what caused it. That there was such a strong desire to connect when it was rejected and pushed away. That's what resulted in a Malik. Okay, continuing now in the drushes. Vayelech Ruvim yimei k'tzir chitim. Right, he went when it was the wheat harvest. Amar Rav b'Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav. Mikan, from here you learn a very important lesson. Vatzadikim she'ein poshtin yadehim begozo. So this was, it was hefker. So therefore that's why he bedafka took it at this time. Vayimsa dudoim basada, and he found these dudoim. My dudoim, what is that? So Amarav yavruche. It's a type, Rav says it's like a mandrake. Levi Omer Sigle, Sigle types of violets. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Seviske. These are also a type of a subcategory of a mandrake plant. Omer Alexandri. Kol ha'oisik b'torah lishma meisim shalom b'famalya shomalo u'famalya shomato. Anybody who learns Torah lishma brings peace up above and peace down below. Shneimar o yechazik b'mauzi yase shalom li shalom yase li. So he makes ma'uzi my stronghold, but oz is like ein oz la Torah. Hashem oz la amo yitain, right? Says the drasha. So it's an idea of learning Torah brings peace, kevelch even in before Hashem. Rav Amar ki lubona palterin shalmala v'shalmata. It's like you put the palace above and below. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'osim devar beficha. Place my teachings in your mouth. V'tzel yadei kesisicha, and I covered you with the shadow of my hand. Lintor shemayim lisod haaretz, to plant heavens and to make a foundation for earth. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Af Megin al Kol Ha'olam Kulo. A person learns Torah Shema as Megin protects the Klal Yisrael. Shneimar, Vatzel Yadik Sisicha. Levi Omer, Af Mekarev Es HaGa'ula, brings the Gula close. Shneimar, Leimar Letzion Ami Ota. He brings the Gula closer. They tell a story. I can't vouch for the accuracy of it, but they tell a story that there was two Arab women on an LL flight, and they're talking about this one during one of the wars, and they're talking about the Jewish people have these two things that are protecting them. They have the Iron Dome, and they said in Arabic, and they have a Kanievsky. So she says, what's a Kanievsky? So again, it's a story, but it's Reb Chaim Shlit, as long as it's stark, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So you see here, the person learns Torah Lishma, that's Megan for the Kol HaOlam, it protects us. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol HaMalamed Es Ben Chaveiro Torah, Ma'ale Olav HaKosav Ki'ilu Aso. If you teach him Torah, it's as if you've actually made him. And it quotes Shneimar, this week's Parsha, the first Aliyah. Es HaNefesh Asher Osu B'Charon, for the souls that they made in Charon. So Rashi says that it could just mean their kinyonim, the cattle and everything they got, but it also means you made somebody. Rebbe Lozer Oimer Ke'ilu Ason LeDivrei Torah. It's like you made them for Torah himself. Shneimar U'Shemartem Es Divrei Habris. Hazos vasisim osam. Rav Omer ki ilu osol la'atzma, like you mean for themselves. Shneimar vasisim osam. Al tikrei osam ela atem. Right? That you made them for yourself. So, Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav this idea about teaching somebody Torah. The halacha is that any service that an adon is allowed to ask from his eved, that he owns him, so to speak. He can ask for him to do a certain types of labor for him. So the same thing is, those types of malachos, those types of services, a Rebbe is allowed to ask from his Talmud. So Soloveitchik wanted to explore what's the connection between the, why is that? So the way Rav Shechter said it over is because just like there's a kinyan that the Adon is kind of the Eved, so too the Rebbe, a true Rebbe, Rebbe Muvchak, who forms the neshama, and he molds the person into the Talmud. He's kona the Talmud. He makes a kinyan on him, and he recreates him. So that's the idea. Kona hakol, that Hashem creates everything, and Hashem owns everything. So just like the Adon has a kinyan on the Eved, the Rebbe has a kinyan on his Talmud. He formed him, and that's why the halacha manifests that reality by showing the same malachas that a Eved does for his Adon, a Talmud does for the Rebbe. Okay, Amar Rebbe Avahu Kol Hamase Es Chaveru L'Devar Mitzvah. Anybody who causes somebody else to do a Devar Mitzvah, Malav Hakosav Ki'ilu Aso. The Torah counts if you made him. Shneimar U'Matcho Asher Hikisa Bo Es Hayor. Right, with your rod, you hit the river. V'chi Moshe Hiko. What, Moshe hit the river? No. Hello, Aaron Hiko. Aaron's one who did. Eloloi Melecha. You learn from here. Kol Hamase Es Chaveru L'Devar Mitzvah, Malav Hakosav Ki'ilu Aso. So anybody who encourages somebody else to do the mitzvah, as if you get the credit, as if he did it himself. Okay? Mitzvah Shem, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow.